忘记啊
！Don't forget，
故事不光迦南地的故事。
The story is not just the story of Canaan，
也是伯利恒的故事。
It's also the story of Bethlehem。
伯利恒是神的粮仓历史。
Now Bethlehem means of the barn of God。
你看讽刺不讽刺
？Isn't it a kind of irony？
你看见说神，你看见什么？你看见吗？本来他们应该在神的粮仓。
Before they should have been in the barn of God。
应该在迦南牛奶与蜜之地。
They should have been in the land of milk and honey。
那么就是。有一点的试炼
So there are some testing that occurred.
结果他们就搬走了
And then they moved away.
结果他们就到了摩亚地区了
They came to the land of Moab.
但是现在呢他们听见说神眷顾自己的百姓
But now they heard that God had visited his people.
赐粮食给他们
And giving them food.
所以经过了十年
So after 10 years,
丈夫没有了
She lost her husband.
三个寡妇
Three widows.
怎么过日子呢
How can you live?
那么听说神眷顾自己的百姓
They heard that God visited his people.
所以他就和两个儿妇就起身就从摩亚地要归回
So she rose with her two daughter-in-laws and wanted to return to the land of Canaan.
但走到一半的时候
But halfway there,
这个婆婆就对两个媳妇说
The mother-in-law said to the two daughter-in-laws,
你们个人回娘家去吧
You ought to go back to your own mother's home.
愿耶和华恩待你们
May God bless you.
像你们恩待已死的人与我一样
May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with
you. 愿耶和华使你们各在心腹家中得着平安
And may the Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of her husband
所以拿俄米就和他们分别
So then Naomi wanted to split ways with them
结果他们就放声痛哭
And then they wept
那么他说不然我们必与你们一同他们说不然我们必与你一同回你本国去
But we will surely return with you to your people
你看两个媳妇都这么说
The two daughter-in-law said the same thing
两个媳妇根本在摩亚地长大的
The two daughter-in-law grew up in the land of Moab
他们从来不知道迦南地是怎么一回事
They don't know what the land of Canaan is about
实在说来
Strictly speaking
他们本来是拜偶像
They were ones who worshipped idols
就是因为嫁到拿俄米这个家了
But because they married into the family of Naomi
认识了独一的真神
They came to know the one and true God
我们知道
We know that
Naomi 的两个儿子娶外邦女子是错的
So that the Naomi's two sons marrying Gentiles was wrong
但是外路德和他的路德和阿尔巴嫁给这个两个以色列人是对的
So but for Ruth and Orpah to marry to these Israelites it was a right thing
错是他们的丈夫
The wrong was on the husband
但神恩待他们
But God was gracious to them
因着这个连结他们认识了独一的真神
Because of this union they came to know the one and true God
他们看见了一个世界从来没有看见
They saw a world that they have never seen before
在摩亚他们跟随偶像
In Moab, Noah, they followed idols
现在他们敬拜又真又活
Now they worship the one and true God
所以请记得
So remember
这是拿俄米这是这是俄阿巴的遭遇，这也是路德的遭遇。
This is Orpah's end as well as Ruth's.
所以等到拿俄米要他们回去的时候，他们不肯。
So when Naomi wanted them to return, she didn't want. They didn't want to.
那这个时候，拿俄米就分析给他们听。
So at this point, Naomi explained the situation to them.
他说：“你们为什么要跟从我呢
？”So why are you following me?
我还能够生子吗
？Can I have sons in my womb?
做你们的丈夫吗
？That they may be your husbands.
所以我女儿们呢，回去我年纪已经老。
Return my daughters, go for I am too old to have a husband.
不能再有丈夫。
Can I have a husband?
饥祸有，饥祸说我还有指望。今夜有丈夫可以生子，你们岂能等到他们长大呢
？If I said I have hope, if I should even have a husband tonight and also bear sons,
你们岂能等到他们不嫁别人呢
？Would you therefore refrain from marrying?
我女儿们呐、啊，不要这样。我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。
No, my daughters, for it is harder for me than for you, for the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me.
那很清楚的。
It's very clear.
拿俄米很明显的给两个媳妇看。
Naomi clearly showed her two daughters.
你如果跟我回去
，If you follow me and go back，
这条路是死路。
This way is the way of death.
你们的前途在摩亚。
Your future is in Moab.
你们的前途不在迦南。
Your future is not in Canaan.
而且最稀奇的
，And the most amazing thing was this.
有一个传说
，There is a tradition that says this.
他们说这个拿俄米呀
，They said Naomi，
这个路德啊
，Ruth，
很可能就是四世纪里面。 那个摩亚王伊基伦的女儿。
So very possibly that Ruth was the daughter of that king Eglon.
那如果这样的话，她更没有理由回，更没有理由离开，更没有理由到迦南地区。
So there's even less of a reason for them to return to Canaan.
所以现在路非常清楚。
So now the way was very clear.
你跟拿阿米这条路是一条死路。
If you follow Naomi, is the way of death.
是一条绝路。
Is a dead end.
是没有盼望的。
There is no hope.
所以这个时候他们要坐下来计算他们的代价。
So now they had to calculate the cost that they had to pay.
因为感情的缘故。
Now because of their love for
Naomi, 他们舍不得拿阿米。
They didn't want to leave Naomi.
但是现在他们的理智需要冷静下来。
But now their reasoning had to cool down.
想想他们的前途。
Think about their future.
这时候拿阿米没有鼓励他们。
Now Naomi did not encourage them.
拿阿米并不是因为他们情感一时冲动就跟着他们一起上去了。
So Naomi didn't because they were so moved that they didn't want to leave that she just let them go.
如果你们真要上去的话。
If you want to come with me,
你们应该算好的。
You have to count the cost.
你们应该知道说那个代价是什么样的代价。
You have to know what kind of price you have to pay.
没有前途的。
You have no future.
你看见吗？三个寡妇。
Three widows.
你看见吗？根本不可能有前途的。
You cannot have a future.
那么拿阿米讲得很清楚。
Naomi laid it out very clearly.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以他说耶和华伸手攻击我。
Said Jehovah has hand is upon me.
你看见拿阿米学了很深的功课。
Naomi learned a deep lesson.
她心中非常的痛苦。
Her heart was very difficult.
她当初没有想到会带着两个寡妇回家。
She never imagined that she would bring back two widows with her.
她们还年轻。
They are still young.
她们当然应该留在这里。
They ought to still stay.
所以拿阿米就再三劝她们。
So Naomi encouraged them again.
那这个时候两个儿妇又放声而哭。
So then the two daughters wept again.
那尔巴就和婆婆亲嘴就离开她。
Orpah kissed her mother-in-law and left.
你看见吗？
You see that?
等到虽然情感很冲动，
even though emotionally it was very difficult,
但是理智冷静下来。
When reasoning set in,
你算算你的代价。
When you count the cost,
现在你要问。
Now you have to ask,
我还要往前走吗？
Do I want to continue?
那结果Orpa就离开了拿阿米。
Then Orpah left Naomi.
但是圣经说，只是路德舍不得拿阿米。
But Ruth clung to her.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
舍不得这三个字
This, the phrase is Ruth clung to her
是一个很重要很重要的字
It's a very important phrase
这个字就解开了整本的路德记
This phrase explained the whole book of Ruth
那这个字是怎么字呢
What is that word in the original?
我们读一下创世纪
Let us read the book of Genesis
同样的一个字是希伯来字
It is the same word in Hebrew
第二章创世纪第二章
Genesis chapter 2
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体24节
Verse 24 For this cause a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife and they shall become one flesh
你看英文是 cleave to his wife 就是说与妻子联合
Shall cleave to his wife in English
那么这个 cleave 这个字在希伯来文
Now this word cleave in Hebrew
就是舍不得那个字
Is that word clung in the book of Ruth
我们再说这个路德舍不得拿阿米。
Ruth clung on to Naomi.
那么如果亚当跟夏娃联合成为一个人的话。
Now if Adam and Eve became one man, one person.
你看你夫妻之间的联合是最亲密的联合。
Now the union between husband and wife is the most intimate union.
所以这里讲到联合的时候。
So when you speak about union here.
是两个人是一个人的。
It's these two people are one people.
所以这是所有联合里面最强的一种联合。
So it's the strongest union between two people.
明白吗?
You see that?
在创世纪。
In Genesis,
是用在夏娃跟亚当的身上。
It is used to describe Adam and Eve.
但是请记得
But remember,
现在是用在拿阿米跟路德的身上。
Here it is used to describe between Ruth and Naomi.
意思就是说
In other words,
拿阿巴 二八可以说再见。
Orpah can say goodbye.
但路德不能。
Ruth couldn't.
她可以做，我不能做。
She can't do it, but I can't do it.
路德舍不得拿。
Ruth clung to Naomi.
你明白吧？
You see that?
那个舍不得。
That cling.
好像亚当舍不得夏娃。
It's that like Adam couldn't let go.
夏娃舍不得亚当。
Eve had to cling on to Adam.
那个难分难舍的情形，就是这里所说的舍不得。
That difficulty of separation it was what is explained here.
弟兄姊妹。
But sisters,
人间最大的难分难舍就是丈夫与妻子。
So the most difficult separation is that between the husband and the wife.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
圣经用这么强烈的一个字眼。
The Bible used such a strong word.
来给我们看见说路德舍不得拿俄米。
To see that Ruth clung to her.
那不止一次。
Not only once.
一共用了三次。
Used the word three times.
你知道只要重复的使用你就知道这个是很重要的一个字。
If it's repeated in the Bible, it's very important.
你明白吗？
You see that?
你要用圣经来解释圣经。
You have to use the Bible to explain the Bible.
不是你喜欢怎么解释就怎么解释。
It's not, you cannot interpret it however you want.
你要找出事实出来。
You have to find the facts.
这里舍不得这是很重要的字。
So Ruth clung to her is a very important word.
那么还有一个地方在哪里呢？
Another portion, where is it?
我再读一下。
I'll read it there.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
波阿斯对路德说，女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗。
It says, then Boaz said to Ruth, listen carefully, my daughter, do not go to glean in another field.
不要离开这里。
He says, furthermore, do not go on from this one.
这里是指着波阿斯的田说的。
Here refers to the land of Boaz.
Field
of Boaz.
你不要往别人的田里去。
Don't go to anybody else's field.
拾取麦穗。
To glean.
你不要离开这里。
Don't leave this field.
现在你所在的田地是波阿斯的田地。
So the field you're on is Boaz's field.
所以你不要离开这个田地。
So do not leave this field.
那个希伯来原文什么意思？
What is the original Hebrew?
你要舍不得这块田地。
You are to cling on to this field.
意思就是说。
In other words.
你和这块地的关系。
The relationship between you and this land.
就好像亚当跟夏娃的关系。
It's like the relationship between Adam and Eve.
你明白吗？这是很强烈、很强烈的字。
It's a very strong word used.
这是第二个地方。
This is the second place.
第三个地方。
The third place.
第二十二节。第二章二十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
拿俄米对儿妇路德说：“女儿啊，你跟着他的使女出去。”
And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his maids."
那跟着使女出去。
It says that you go out with his maids.
那个原文就是你要舍不得这些使女。
In the original, this is also that you are to cling on to the other maids.
你要连于这些使女。
You are to be united with the other maids.
明白吗？
You see,
understand it? 所以在整个路德记里面。
The whole book of Ruth.
一共三次用了舍不得、舍不得、舍不得。
You find this word cling three times.
或者连于、连于、连于。
Or united, united, united.
那么这个连于、这个 cleave 这个字呢，实在说来就像婚姻的那个连结一样。
Or the word cleave is that union in marriage.
所以这什么意思？
So what does that mean?
等到最后。
In the end,
你知道路德不就嫁给波阿斯？
Didn't Ruth marry Boaz?
所以最后故事是讲到波阿斯与路德的连结。
In the end, it speaks about the union of Boaz and Ruth.
那么讲到这个连结的故事的时候
，And then when you speak about this story of union,
你看见在整个故事里面，圣灵刻意的凸显那三个字。舍不得，舍不得，舍不得。
And the Holy Spirit specially placed three words, clean, clean, clean.
或者说连于，连于，连于。
Or union, union, union.
那么波阿斯跟路德连结的故事。
Now the story of the union between Boaz and Ruth.
他们终于走到地坛那一端。
They finally went to the other side of the,
这是美丽爱。爱情的故事。
Now this is a story of love.
你怎么解释这个故事？
How do you explain this?
我们刚才所说的三个地方是三把钥匙。
The three places we mentioned are three keys.
那里讲的连结，连结，连结。
It speaks about cleave, cleave, cleave.
那么最后呢，他们终于走到地毯那一端。
They finally went to the other side of the red carpet.
然后过着非常幸福美满的生活。
And they lived happily ever after.
那个解释在哪里？
What is the explanation?
那个解释就是刚才我们所看的这几个解释。
It is the three places we read earlier.
所以你就知道说这些话是紧紧连在一起。
So you know that these three words are very interrelated.
这里面充满了意思的。
It's full of meaning.
那现在让我来解释一下。
So now let me explain this.
路德代表我们
Ruth represents us.
波阿斯代表基督
Boaz represents Christ.
这是很清楚的
Very clear.
你只要读这一段圣经
If you just want to study this portion
我们就是路德
We are Ruth.
我们是外邦的女人
We are a Gentile woman.
我们本来与神的约没有关系
We had nothing to do with the covenant of God.
结果有一天我们居然来到了迦南美地
But one day we came to the land of Canaan.
而且我们居然来了波阿斯那块田
And we came to the field of Boaz.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们遇见波阿斯
We met Boaz.
这不是我们
Isn't this the story of our salvation?
所以我们就在波阿斯田里面拾取麦穗
So then we were gleaning in the field of Boaz.
我们聚会
We meet.
我们祷告
We pray.
我们唱诗
We sing hymns.
我们就等于在波阿斯田里面拾取了许多的麦穗
We are gleaning in the field of Boaz.
那这就是故事了
This is the story.
等到最后的时候呢
In the end.
讲到路德嫁给了波阿斯
It speaks about Ruth.